We were in the middle of Taisus. Okay? I'm trying to understand what the machlok is Rabbi Yosi and Rabbanan. Whether or not Mishael pays the Seicher on Rachamim. When Rabbi Yosi Tach Zepar Labayim. So, Taisus suggested originally the reason why the Fibiasi, the Seicher, the Baalim gets money from the Seicher is because Prosigabach, the Hainu, since the money is paid for the cow, so merely he gets it. It's his cow, so merely the money is his. Well, if he's there, Ba'atzer, the Iker, the Chiyav is to the Seicher. Boss, the Baalim can access that money because the Seicher was Tashlum of his cow. Merely, that's true. That is a major problem for the Sugya in Ashayel. With it, it's clear in the Gemara that Machlokes, Rabbi Yosi and Rabbanan boils down to who is the Mashal over here. Because the Gemara discusses Baal B'nechz Ishtai, the Shoyal or a Seicher. The Gemara says, Nafgimir Ubila Tashi rented a para, and the husband gets to use it like all the rest of Nechzim Malud. So now, is there a chiyuv or not? Because as far as the woman is concerned, it's Shail of Baal. If the woman is the Mashil or the Maskir, then it's Shail of Baal, she's working for her husband. If the original Baalim is considered the Maskir, the Mashil, then it's not Shail of Baal. And the Gemara says, it's totally in Rabbanon and Rabbi Yosi. Totally in Rabbanon and Rabbi Yosi. Kondra Rabbanon, it's considered Shail of Baalim. It's not Shail of Baalim. And therefore, we can talk and clear. If you're Rabbi Yosi, we can clear if you're Shail of Baalim. I can understand the Gemara before us that according to BIC, the Shayol is a Shayol of the original Bible. He knew about a Baal Potim and Isha Mishun to have a Shayol of Bible. It's not a Shayol of the Bible. A time of Bible. Yeah, so that would I say. The pshat in Rabbi Yosi is that the reason why the Baalim gets the money is because the money was paid for their cow. But Be'etzim Yechiv is Be'etzim Terisha, so the Chiv is Terisha, the Shail of the Baalim, so Vaiter, you don't have a Shail. Elamai, that can't be the pshat. Why, if Rabbi Yosi, the original Baalim get the money? Because then the same problem Shail Baalim we have in the Chum, we have for Rabbi Yosi. That's his kash. Elamai is a crisis. Time Rabbi Yosi had Mishum the Sabar the Seich Leikani El B'Shvua. U'maski Yoyim Loi Dal Am B'Dal Shvosech. U'mishtin Dina B'had Nishayo. So Taisviz Harei the Gemara B'Daz Nacham. The Gemara had a discussion. Now why doesn't the Baalim tell the Seicher Dal Am B'Dal Shvosech? And Mele, Mishnah Dina, by the Shoyal, I want to bypass you, go direct to the Shoyal. And if I want to be able to collect. So Taisus, Rabbi Yosi, and that the Gemara says, no, because he's not, we'll see soon what that means, but he's not kind it with the Shvuah. It's not the Shvuah that makes him kind it. It's the etzem fact that there was an Einus that makes him kind it. And Mele, the Shvuah is just love is daita. It's a matter that you can't say Dalan. The getting rid of the Shvuah is not going to allow the Maskir, the Baalim, to access to the money of the Shoyal. So Taisvis, that's we say the Fidachon. Rabbi Yosi Kufa holds that that's the shot. Rabbi Yosi Kufa holds that it is the Shvuah that's enabling it's a shvur that's enabling the seicher to get it. The meila, we say dal am dal shvur seicher, and the meila, the maskir, could go directly to the shayr. And Tosfos speaks out, afum yesh eidim shemeis kadarka, then a seicher tzarich l'shava. So what about this Aiden? Telling me everything hinges on the Shavuah, because you can say, Da'al, Da'al, Shavuah, say, what does Aiden, if Aiden, you don't need a Shavuah? So why then could the, how then could the masker access the money from the Shayil? There's no Shavuah. No, that's the same thing, no problem. Same thing, just like you can say, Da'al, Da'al, Shavuah, say, I can also say, Da'al, 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 the Aiden. Am I accepting the Eidim?
It's not on the
Shavuah,
basically.
Yerman, he paitrucha melavas Eidim. May I go straight to the Shayil? What?
Because he
tells us all
the emphasis on
Dal'at,
not on
Dal Shavuah. Okay, and the Gemara is talking about the Shavuah. The normal case is the Shavuah, right?
No, but in the end, there's
this
whole, the emphasis is on the middle guy. I don't care the middle guy.
I don't care about all the raya that you're going to bring to pat yourself. Whatever it is that you're going to do to pat yourself, I'm forgetting about that. I'm not sure what you...
I'm saying, like, I don't care about you. You're the middle guy.
I don't care about you. I'm not so sure that your door is right, as we'll see soon, okay? Let's put on hold, as you said. Okay? Rabban and Savi, no, the Seich Khan Leib Misa, please leave a maximum of Tara, Shir Gemara. Okay. Now, again, before we go into the Havana of Taisa, let's just finish Taisa. Taisa is Nira, the Fizah, based on his own Malach. Come to that big Nafkamiz of Taisa. Now, Masker Atzmai, Hayesham, Beshash, Mesa, Biada Shayo. Let's say the Masker himself knows. He knows that it happened. He knows that they died Kedarka. So then, Biyas is Maidan Chaman. Why? Then there's no need for a shvuah. There's no need for a shvuah to pater him because the masker knows. If he's honest, he knows, and therefore there's no need for a shvuah. No need for a shvuah. There's no dalan. There's no dalan. The mela. It's gonna go to the seicher. That's atin divertaisus. Last week we left with a question. We left with the question that what exactly is going on over here in the Svar of Taisvis, that what's the Svar that Taisvis is saying, is how does Taisvis deal with the Gemara in Ashayah? In other words, because the Svar of Taisvis is saying is, if the Svar is Dal An B'Dal Shwasech, right? But, you know, it's bad, and the Chiv is the vital Chiv is to the Seicher, right? But, now, the shayil is the shaymer of what makes the shayil the shaymer of the masker, because the masker is saying dalan. Now the Lefidah Chamun was saying clearly, right, that the shayil is a shayil of the seicher. Right now, just because, right, that's how we're starting off. That's Lefidah Chamun, and that the Gemara said no. Let's say dalan. Right, I could say, I'm bypassing you, right? But how does that make him l'chatchila? How does saying dalant make the shayil into the shayil of the masker, not the shayil of the seicher? How does that change? I mean, in the Gemara in the shayil is mavur. Now it's his problem with the yesh mafarshim. The Gemara shows mavur. Now, fear b'yaisi, the shayil is a shayil of the maskir, and therefore the gabi bol of imai, yeah, the bol of imai will be told whether the maskir was there with him, not the seicher. The question is because he says dalant later. How does that make him? How does that make it that the masker is the mashil of the shayil? Ma mosha masker yaim aser daant. So there's two problems. One is how does it make him the masker, and then the question was type as another question really that. What makes the seicher chayiv
What makes the shayil chayav to the maskir? I mean, the seicher, the shayil barred it from the seicher. So be'etzem, right, the feet of chamim, we say, he's chayav to him, right? So now, elmai, what are we saying? The svara of dalant. Yeah? How does dalant allow him to collect the chayiv which doesn't belong to him? How does dal, if the chayiv be'etzem is to the seicher, what right does he have to bypass the seicher? He says dalant. Okay, I'm not making you swear. Okay, you're not making him swear, then he'll get it without swearing. How does dalant? Yeah, how does the svar saying, how does the maske telling the seicher dalant, how does that allow him to access the money that the shoyl is chayiv the seicher? Makeshe. How does that, what's the svar of dalant b'chal over here? How does the svar of dalant allow the maske to get the money?
That was the second question.
First question was, how does that make the maskir into a mashil?
That's the same
question,
no?
Not exactly. It's focused on two different points. One is the Gemara Sheryl says that says that Lefir Biasi, the maskir is the mafkir or the mashil of the shayil, and that's why Balavima is telling him. And then, so how does Dalan do that, Bechal? Another question, Stam, even more based on that, Legabe, how does that allow him, Bechal, to collect from the Shayil? What Shaykh is, what is Dalan? If Lance won't, Lance the other one, yes. But it's two different kudas. Two different kudas. Okay?
Bolavima was a din in the Baal Hapara. Okay, I read the, you're the one right there, you're still on.
No, it's not a din in the Baal Hapara, because then there won't be a Mechalik Zerbari raising your button about that. No. Bolavima is a din. It's not, it posts Bolavima, that's correct. But we say Bolavima doesn't mean Bailan. Bolavima means whoever is the Mashil, whoever is the Mafkid. Yeah? It's not the Sarkis part of Yerucham either, right? Although I shouldn't say that's so posh, we'll see. There is a tzad that he's talking kind of whatever. We'll see. We'll see about that.
No,
okay. Now there's another question here, and this is really a very serious question, and that is the whole shock of tired the Gemara. Right? The Gemara discusses is why does it say dalan dalan shvosef? The Gemara says no, he's not kind it. Yeah, he's not kind it. With the shvua, how's he kainit? He's kainit with the shvua, yeah. So the dalant, he won't be kainit, yeah. No, he's kainit with the ayin. That makes him be kainit. Mela, the shvua is just love his daita, yeah. What's this kinyan over here? Is it real kinyan? How's he kainit? What's the mechanism? Where's the kinyan over here? The seicher is kainit the para. Because it dies, he's kind of, it's kind of afraid, because it died. Well, what's this kinyan of? Right? Which will seem as Hashem, it's some actually take this kinyan very seriously. This lashon of the Gemara of kinyan. Right? We'll see the Chazon Ish takes it very seriously, and he compares it mamash to the mission to the first Mishnah, Lagabe being kind of the Kefil. Right? He's kind of the para for Kfeil, he's kind of the para leading the Kefil. Chazanish talks about that this mission is also he's being kind of. Chazanish wants to say that the Seicher, he rented it, right? He has right to use it, right? One of his usages, he has the right to use it, right? Part of his right to use it is to loan it out. That's usage. Loaning it out is a usage. You rented it, right? You have a right to use it. You also have a right to lend it out, right? That's what he wants to say. But then he said, "Yes, and that's what means a kinyan, right?" But then he has a problem with Tarsus and Baba Kama that says even by Shem Achinam. So he wants to say that by Shem Achinam. The Chazanish wants to say, right, Shem Achinam doesn't have usage. It's not his, right? So we can't use it, right? So there he wants to say that's mamash like the mission on Lama Gimel. That what? That the Tzarchalim Gamkin is stama machnil eschuze umilari machzil bayil and then sorry laughs at karna. Yeah? He wants to say that your machne, just like in the first Mishnah, yeah, your machne is chus in the kevel. So here also, your machne is chus, that he should be able to be paid by the shoyel. Okay, maybe we'll get back to Chazne. But there's a question here. I'm just trying to bring out the point. There's a serious problem in the Gemara. And the Gemara discusses kinyan. You kind it. The soich has been kind it with the shvua. He's been kind it with the. With the Atzim Aynis, what's this Kenyan over here? Okay? Problem. Now, so the sniper has a mahalach over here as follows. So he wants to say that when the Gemara says that like this, when the Seicher, yeah, the Seicher, when he loans it out, right? Or say by Shemesh Masl Shaimer. So Laman Al, Laman Vav, Shemesh Masl Shaimer. So by Shemesh Masl Shaimer, so Pshat is that, or the Seicher loaning it out, so he's giving over the Chiyuvei Shmira that's Mutl on him, right? And he's giving it over to someone else to watch it instead of him. He's placing someone else, Vim Kaimai. He's giving over responsibility to someone else. I know he's putting someone else in the kaima, right? Actually, Lashon the Rashba is like that. We'll see in his mouth and so yeah. But the concept that uki gavre b'charikoi, he put someone in his place, which would mean certainly that legabe the chiyuvim that the first shaymer shares with the second shaymer. So then. Right, that's pashit, yeah.
Just like the person
that the shaymer sheni is the shaymer of the bailim. Le'inyan the chiyuvim that they share. Let's say sarikas chayv gnei aveda. Le'inyan gnei aveda, the shayol is zicha even if you're a banan. The shayol is a shaymer of the bailim because the shaymer rishain the sarikher. Gave it over to the shayol to do what he's responsible to do, right? So now the shayol is bimkaimoi to do whatever the shaymerish the seicher has a chiv to do for the bailim. So the shayol is taking over his place. That means, in other words, he's a shaymer of the bailim because he is bimkaim the first shaymer who's a shaymer for the bailim. Okay, so that he wants to say that's even finicham. Okay, one second. That's even finicham. Now, that's legabe the chiyuvim that the shaymer rishon is chayiv, and that the second shaymer shares with him as well. However, when in our case, tumar seicher par mechaber v'shil lacher. And now the shayel haray has more chiyuvim. He has a chiyuv of einus as well. He has a chiyuv of einus as well, right? The shayel is chayiv neitzin. The seicher shem asacher is not chayiv neitzin. So now, here's where we have the machlokes over here. You're based in the chacham. The chacham say it's true. Legabe gneiva veda, I'm a shaymer of the bailam. Legabe the chiyuv einsin that the shemesacha was not chayev to the bailim. So this that he's putting someone in his place, the new chiyuv is not going to be a chiyuv to the bailim. The new chiyuv is only going to be chiyuv to the shaymer because he accepted responsibility. The extra responsibility was he accepted it from the seicher. It has no shaykhs to the bottom. He's not taking over the seicher's place, linyan einsim, because the seicher is pater einsim, right? So now, over here, here's where we have Taisus Knech. Here's where Taisus learns the sugya, that, so questions like this. When the bailim, kolzman, the seicher doesn't swear. Kolzman, the shaymer to the bailim doesn't swear, right? That's him. Batsam, he's chayiv no matter what. Right? You have to swear that it was an oinus. Even let's say an oinus happened. Kapish Mayagalya, an oinus mamish happened. Right? But Kolzman, the Sarikha doesn't swear about it. So he's not Potter an oinus. Not that he's Potter an oinus. Kolzman doesn't swear. Kolzman, if he doesn't swear, he has to pay. Right? If he doesn't swear, he has to pay. Right? So Mela, well, the Bailam Lefi Rabbi Yosi, Lefi the Gemara's Kasha, of Dal An B'Dal Shuasech, what is the Gemara's Kasha? What is Rabbi Yosi saying? Lefi Tayyis, Rabbi Yosi, that's Rabbi Yosi's sheet at the end of the day. What he's saying is that I'm not accepting your Shvua. So Batsam, what happens? You're chayiv to me even an Einsen. Right now, you can tell him one second. What right do you have not to say my shvua? Okay, I'm not being mechay of you. Right, you only have a taina. One second, I have a right to swear. Right, so the taina that I have a right to swear is if by not accepting my shvua you be mechay of me. Obviously, you can't do that. I have a right to swear. The Torah gives me a right to swear and become potter. So you can't tell me, hey, one second, I don't want you to swear. Right, but in this case, the Baal said, I don't worry about it. I'm not being tevei you. But I am, so to speak, patting you from Yeshua. I mean, I'm not accepting Yeshua. So Be'etzim, you have a chiyuv of Einzin. So Mela, now, when you put the shayil in your place, it's even linyan Einzin. It's even linyan Einzin. Because not the pshat that the shayil, that linyan Einzin, the shayil has no shaykhis to the mosque here. Right, the shah is normally the shah is no shaykh to the mask here because the shaykh is not chayiv in einsin. So mele the gavra b'charikoi that I put someone in my place is not l'gavi einsin. But that's before the svar of dalant comes along. The gemara and said, one second, dalant v'dal shvaseich. The hainu, I could say, me the master could say, I'm not taking your shvua. Right? And you're not going to lose from this. Don't worry about it. So I have right to say that. Now, the Seicher, Be'etzim is Chayiv and Einsin. If the Seicher is Be'etzim Chayiv and Einsin, then the Shoyl that he put in his place is in his place, even Linyan Einsin. If he's in his place, even Linyan Einsin. So now we say that the Shoyl is a shoyl of the Bailam. He's a shomer of the Bailam. Why? Because he's b'makayim the seicher. If he's b'makayim the seicher, then he's considered a shomer of the Bailam. Like we said before, Linyan Gnei Aveda. No one had any problem when I said it then. Comes on the stipend and says, the issue of the Gemara is now Lagabe, now that Dal'an says that Kolzman, you don't swear, then you bet Samachayev. The male of the shoyl that's in your place is my shoyimer, Linyan Einsin as well. Mela, I get it. Mela, I get the Einsin. And that is the Shakatari of the Gemara. And that, the Shakatari of the Gemara is, what is the nature of the Shvua? What is the nature of it? How much weight is there on the Shvua Lagabe pattering the Seicher? Is the Shvua that's pattering the Seicher? So, or it's the Einus that's pattering the Seicher? Meaning, the Gemara Shaila, and that's what he's teaching. What does it mean, kind? It doesn't mean kind. He's not kind, right? The animal dies, he's not kind of the animal, right? So what does it mean, he's kind? Meaning, what's really pattering it? What's really pattering the Sarikhar when an Einus happens? Is the Pshat that, okay, he dies, he's Pater, right? Elmas, why is he swearing? Office died the Shabbat bias. The nature, it's not the shvua that's pottering. It's not that without the shvua, you're still chayiv. Be'etzem you're potter. El Ma'atari imposed a shvua on you. You should make the guy feel good. The guy lost his cow. He should at least feel good. He should at least feel secure that really, you know, it has happened. Right? But be'etzem, the seich is really potter right away. The Torah imposed a shvua on him to make the guy feel good. And then Chami, if he doesn't swear, we're going to make him pay because he's not doing his chiyuv. Yeah, but it's not the He's not doing what he has to do. He doesn't do what he has to do, so he says he still has to pay. But Mashenkein, holds that no. The pshat is that without there's a shvur that's pottering you. Batsem, you're chayin. You have to give back the animal, no matter what. Elamai, the shvur the shvur is part of the ptur. The shvur is what's pottering you. But the shvur is pottering you. So mela, we can say dal ant, dal shvasech. And mela, the mask. If you're beisin, the mask can tell the shayol. I'm not going to tell the Seicher, I'm not interested in your Shvua. I'm not interested in your Shvua, then Batsim, Kozman, you're not swearing. You have a Chiyav for a fine sin. Smell, Kozman, you're not swearing. The Shail is Vimkayim. The Shail is Vimkayim, the Seicher, even Lagabe Ein Sin. But Mela, the Shail, in effect, is a Shail of the Maskir. And the Chiyav Einsin of the Shayel is Chiyav Einsin to the Maskir. And Mela, that's why Aleph, the Maskir, could access that money. We asked, what do we say, Dalant? How does that give him access to the money, to the Chiyav that the Shayel has to the Seicher? Right? Well, that was one of the questions we asked. What Shayel is saying, Dalant? How does that allow him to get the money that the Shoyal owes the Seicher? The answer is that Kol Zman, he doesn't swear, so Batsam, even the Seicher is really Chayiv, and Mamela, the Shoyal, who's been kind to Seicher, Batsam has a Chayiv to the Maskir. And that also explains why he's considered Balavimai, yeah? To the mashals, Baldima to the mashals, calls, because if he's saying Dalan, what he's saying is that the shayol is the shaymer of the maskir, because the seicher put the shayol bim kaimai. So who's the real shayol over here? Who's the real mashal over here? The seicher is out, right? Because the seicher put the shayol bimkaimai. It's not the pshat that he's renting, he's loaning it out. He's putting the shayol bimkaimai. Not only loaning Gneva Veda when he's chayiv him, but even Gabi Einsen, since the mashal is saying dalant. So Taisvis, we're trying to explain Taisvis. That is the whole goal here today, to explain Taisvis.
Is the
this is the way the Stipe explains Taisvis, yes. Okay?
So how can you say Da'an Shvet?
One second.
Da'an is better making this guy Chayav, so I have a right to
why not?
To make you Chayav.
No, but he's saying that he has a right to say that I'm not accepting Yeshua. What happens? It's a natural thing. Once he says Da'an, once he says I'm not accepting Yeshua, then Batsim, you Batsim have a Chayav and Oitzim. You can tell me, well, okay, you have a right to swear. But that's only the Sipe as the Knech. You can only say you have a right to swear when at the end of the day I'm being Machai of you, right? But at the end of the day, either way you're going to be Potter, so I'm not accepting Yeshua. Once I'm not accepting Yeshua, then you still have a Chiyav, Melo. The guy you put in your place is Chayav to me. That's the brilliance over here of the Sipe's Shtickle Torah over here. And Melo, that's the guy with Melo Balavimai also. Balavimai, because he's his Shimer. If he's his Shimer, he said Balavimai, he's got by him.
The Sefer still has Bailas.
No, he doesn't. Bailas for what?
He's Bailas.
What do you mean Bailas?
He's renting.
So he rented it.
So he has Bailas.
So what?
So how
can the... But again, Balavimai doesn't do the Bailas. I already told Akiva that before.
No,
Balavimai doesn't do the Bailas. I don't know what you're saying.
How can the Master just relieve the Sefer of his Bailas?
Not relieving of his bailas, he's relieving of his chiyuv. He's not really relieving of his chiyuv. He's not allowing him to pater himself He's not allowing him to pater his chiyuv. And Mela, if he's not pater the chiyuv, then that chiyuv is of the chiyuv becomes the chiyuv of the shayel to the masker.
Yeah, but the bialos is the kavod of the shayel.
What does the bialos have to do with anything? There's nothing. What does the bialos have to do with anything?
Because the
shayel. No, but it's not true. He's a shaymer mekaymai. The shayel has the seich has chiyuv to the bialim. He put the shayel in mekaymai. Uki gaver b'charikai. Put the shayel in his place. So what?
So he still has
bias. Again, what does bias have to do with anything?
Because he made the shot of what he is.
But it the gather is this bim kaimai. He has a chiv to the shot to the marshal still, right? To the masker still, right? How's he doing his chiv? How's he his chiv shmira? How's he keep doing his chiv shmira? Because he gave someone else. He gave someone bim kaimai. Okay, we'll have to continue tonight.
And why doesn't this work according to the
Rabbanim? According to the Chachamim, we say that he's ready putter as soon as the Aynas happens. He's ready putter. He's putter as soon as it happens, he's putter. So the masker can say, oh, I'm not accepting your Shvua, and therefore you bet you're still chayiv in Aynsin. And Mele the Shoyel, who's in your place, the Gabi Aynsin, is my Shimer. They can't do that because the Shaykhir is potter from Einsen. Once it was Einis, Zeo, he's out. Now, even though he has to swear, but it's not the Pshat that the Shvo is pottering him. She still has to ask questions, and why isn't it? Is it Knas? What's together? What happens if he's not? That we say. But still, Torah posed the Shvo, Lahafis Da'itoi. Now that he's not swearing, he has to pay. So you have to say, it's not really knas, we have to say, it's not because he's chayiv na'ayin, the pshat is, we have a chiyuv shvuah. You have a chiyuv to be mefayis him. Now, if you're not going to mefayis him, then you have to give him back his object. Because he has to have a piyuv. So you have to mefayis him. You have one or two ways to mefayis him. Either stam, give him his object, yeah, or be mefayis him with a shvuah. They should be convinced that there's something happening. That's the gad. It's a new chiyuv tag. It's not that you chayiv na'ayin per se. Not that you chayiv na'ayin, calls mine you didn't swear. That until you swore, you're chayiv what happened. No, you're not chayiv. That's the difference. You're not. This is the guy. The question: are you chayiv for what happened? Calls mine you don't swear, or no, you bet me potter for what happened. El ma'ay is a chiyiv shvua. Now, if you don't want to do your chiyiv shvua, you have to mefayis in a different way. Okay, you have to mefayis my paying. That's the ma'alach this time. Okay. Now, the other Rishayim.
Let me answer the third question.
What's the question? No. So, okay, that's the least kishmak. But when he's typing the word the you're being kind, it doesn't mean you're actually being kind. What it means is that's what's popping you. The shayel, the my kanile, the saich of my kanile, whether it's b'shvua. Or it's b'misa, it means what makes the shayel, what makes the saicha pater? What pater is the saicha? Okay, is it the misa that paters him? Memela, when the shvuah is just love is daitai, and therefore the shayel never is b'mkayim the saicha le'inyin einsin? Or no, it's the shvuah that paters him. It's him swearing that it actually happened. That's what paters him. Memela. Yes, question. Mela, what? Yes. But anyway, Mela, Mela. Lefi Rabbi Yosi calls man. You don't swear. Bets him. You chay. Mela. The show has been kind. Okay.
So that part of the answer is not totally on the rest of the cycle.
What? No. Right. That's not a real king. Now, the other Rishayim have a different mahalach. But Himayin in the Rishayim, in the Lashon of Rishayim, it seems to be different Nuschais over here. Exactly what is this other mahalach? Okay? So the basic mahalach of the other Rishayim is Aleph has nothing to do with the Sugi of Dalant, the Dal Shvuah, right? According to Tosfos, Mamash the Shakotari of the Gemara. But rather, the Rishonim say more simple that the Machlokes is the Shayel or Shaymer of the Seicher, or is he Lechatchil, is he Shaymer of the Bible? Is he Lechatchil or Shaymer of the Bible? Okay? Now, but over here, there's different Neschayes in how to say this. The Rosh, for example, the Rosh says, Rosh Mamish, Kitzin Nimrutz Mamish, he says, is it Snisen? Yeah? Tazobarim, Taim Rav Yaisim, Shin Chosh of Seicher, Ke'ilu, Hish Eloi, Beshlichas Hamaskir. Hilchot Din Hamaskir Mashayah. Yeah? Says the Rav Yaisim, why, what does the Maskir have to do with the Shayel? Teretz is, that it's Ke'ilu, the Seicher loaned it, Beshlichas of the mask. He's very extreme. It's mamash, he says, it's a shlichus. It's as if the since it's, that's in the power of longs and mask here. So this that the seicher is loaning it out, that's him, it's like he's loaning it out mechatchila for the mask. So that's him, mechatchila, that's him, the mask here is the mashil. Here, Daniel. The mask here blibes the mashil, because the seicher is lending it out mamish like a shliach of the maskir, okay? Which that's a little bit funny, yeah. Like, why is he a shliach? Who made him a shliach? What?
Then he should also be pater neizer. If he's a shliach of the maskir, so he should be pater neizer.
What?
If the shayel is a shliach of the maskir,
to lend it out. I believe.
In the mask, the seicher is a shliach of the masker.
Before you sleep with the fell. The seicher is a shliach of the masker.
Alright. Can you have the das for that?
What?
You have das for that, no? Is that also in the masker?
What?
That's also in the
masker. And whatever you have to. So, Kitzer, he's saying that the seicher is a shliach of the maskir to loan it out. B'meila, lechatchila, the shayol is a shayol of the maskir. That's the way the Rosh says it. The Rashba. And the Ritva. Seem to be saying it slightly different, and we see that maybe it could actually be an aftermina between the way they're saying it. The Rajba is a little bit of a problem with the Rajba, where he starts off and where he ends off, because the Rajba starts off saying, starts off that way, yeah. The Shayol. Yeah, is Shoymer the Balapara Chashvina Lelagamri. He's in Gansen, the Shoyol of the Balapara. He's totally the Shoyol of the Balapara. But there's one line over here which is a little difficult in the Raj, because he throws in, Vloimotzi Amale Labald Barm Diat, Kemin Gemara, Lame Dalan Dal Shvasach. Like also, he does throw in, like Taisus, the Dalant. That's why the Shoyol can't say, you're not my Baldover. But he started off saying, because at the end he argues in Taisus. So we'll go through a step. In the beginning, he does bring in Taisus' idea of Dalant, Lagab Rabbi Yaisi, right? Explaining why the maskir could go to the Shoyol, and the Shoyol can't tell me, I don't know who you are, I'm not new to you, because you say Dalant, right? Right? According to Ritva, I'm saying, according to Rosh, if the Nusch is like, he's like a Shliach, what do you mean? You're my shoyl, right? There's no happening of saying la bal bam dia. The shoyl could tell him, who are you? Who am I? I'm your mashal. Shalom aleichem, right? He was my shliach, right? Okay, so but the Rajba does say, okay, he starts off. He says the shoyl is a shoyl of the mashal legami, yeah. And still he throws in the dalan. That's difficult how that works together. But then he brings down the chiddush of Taisus. Right? Taisa says, one second. What? He throws in the dalan. He says the shayil is a shayil, the shaymer of the maskir legamri. And he adds, he's bothered by a question. Even though he just told you that the shayil is a shayil of the maskir, for some reason this is a difficulty. He's bothered by a question. Why can't the shayil tell the maskir, la bal dvar m'diyat? I know you're not my bal dvar. I know you are. I didn't borrow the calf from you, right? So he said no, because the maskir says you can say dalan. So he's bringing in dalan to answer why the shayil can't tell the maskir, get out of my face. La bal dvar m'diyat. But so that we have to understand why is need that if, as Raj will explain later, why is it that the shayil is a shayil of the maskir? Okay, but then he brings down to Isvis. What?
The maskir here is the maskir or the
Well, that is what we're trying to figure out. So the Rabbi start off that the shoyl is a shaymer of the maskir, the balapara, legam. So we'll see how did that happen. The Rosh said, kilu tishliach. Yeah? The Raj will see a little different. Let's see. But then he brings out Taisis. Taisis is Mechadish. Taisis is Yush Chiddish. Now what? Meis Vapi Maski Gufei Leitzarach Lo Leshvur Lo Levas Eidim. Right? In that case, you don't need anybody. You know, if the Maski was there, Taisis is Mechadish, then there is no Dalan. There's no nothing. Right? He knows exactly what happened. Right? So then, Rabbi Yaisi is Mechadish. Chidiv Taisis. Rabbi Yaisi. Right? Rabbi Yaisi is Mechadish. Right? Right? Right. Asking the test, right? What? Right. Is it Riyasi Mayit the Chum in any case? Right. Now, the Zokhtar Raj, he doesn't like that, yeah? He doesn't like that, okay, because he has a problem with the next Gemara, talks about being chayv in a whole bunch of paras, but since no one really saw the Gemara, unless Chanoch, then we'll leave his rise against Taisus. Therefore, he says, "What does he say?" The Rajba, the Elamai, what's the real pshat? What's the real pshat? Says the Rajba. Elamai b'yaisi, even when the mask is there. Time of chesiv nalel. Yeah, time of chesiv nalel. In the Mishnah, I said, "Well, we've quoted before." The Svila Rabbi Yehi says, "Shoyel kishaymer the bayim chashvin leil gamri, v'shoyel nichnas tacht of the seicher. Shoyel nichnas tacht of the seicher." Yeah. Right. Now, this nosuch, right, doesn't sound like the Rosh that the seicher is a shliach of the maskir to lend it to the shayil, because then it's not musud. If he's a shliach, then lechatilas directly the shayil is a shayil of the maskir according to the Raj. The Raj has a nusach, yeah. The Raj has a nusach that the shayil nichnas tach to the seicher, which sounds like that idea that we discussed before of uk begaver b'charikai, and since the seicher is putting. The seicher is putting the shayil of him kaimai. Yeah? And mamela, the seicher, the shayil is chayiv to the maskir, because he takes over, he's in place of the seicher. So with the stipend start making chlukim, legabe, chivainsin, chivaneveda, the Rajba was saying no. Then no matter what, the Rajba seems to be saying that according to Rabbi Yaisi, stam, since the seicher is putting the mask in bim kaimai, then legabe einsin, because now the shayil took over. The shayil took over. So he took over. That means all his chiyuvim are to the mask. He took over the chiyuvim of the seicher. He took over the chiyuvim of the seicher that the seicher had to the mask here, and now the shayil is bim kaimai. If he's bim kaimai, mamela, his din and dvarim is with the maskir.
He accepted not just the behemi, he accepted the chiyuv at the same time. No?
sounds like.
He's saying that he's b'mkayim.
Yeah, that's what I'm
but
saying.
But not saying he's b'chayim himself to the Baalim Chatzilah. He's saying that he takes over the place of the Sarek. Now that's quite different. That's different than the Rosh. At the end of the day, the result is the same. That the Shoyl is now a shame. Like the Rajma started off right away, right? How was Nuskan Rajma to begin with? The Shoyl is a shamer of the Baal HaPara Legamri, right? So the question: how do we get to that? How do we get that the Shoyl is a shamer of the Baal HaPara? So what the Rosh says, it's like shlichus. It's like the seicher is loaning it to the shoyl b'shlichus of the Baal HaPara. It's part of the Baal HaPara's cow. You know, seicher rented it. And the Rosh is saying also that since the seicher lends it to the shoyl, so now the shoyl takes over the place of the seicher. That's the nuts in the nuts of the Rosh. Now, what would you say, for example, right? Kveg over here is Mesupik. Kveg has a Shaila. What happens with Fira Biasi if the Maskir rented into the Sarekher? It was a massive of Bola Nimai. Yeah? When the Maskir rented the cow to the Sarekher, he happened to help, he worked with him. He helped load up the cow. Yeah? The Bola Nimai, Lai Shalom, it means the Sarekher is Potter. To the who? To the maskir. What else can you put it to? Why? Because the Ptur Baal of Imai. The Ptur Baal of Imai. Yeah?
He's
put there
anyway, right?
He's what? No! And everything! Baal of Imai! If it was a Gnei Rebbein, we'd put there. Right?
Okay.
Cool. One second. Now he goes ahead, our Mishnah, Sech Baruch Vei V'Shilach. Yeah? According to Biasi, right? Yafsa para Labailim. Right? Yafsa para Labailim. Now, if the Seicher was a massive Balavimai, is that going to affect the Chiyuv of the Shoyol to the Bailim? According to Biasi. And what do you say, Akiva?
Say, no, the only thing was always working. No,
the masker was working for the Seicher. I said, when he loaned in the cow, he helped him load it up.
Right.
Okay? Ball of Imai Lo Yishalin. It means the Seicher is Potter to the masker.
I understand. Right? Does he have to be Ball of Imai?
The Seicher.
Got lost or got injured? Or does he have to be Ball of Imai just once?
He has to be Ball of Imai. There's a Gemara later. I said, Ball of Imai B'Shas Tesheila. That's what counts.
Okay.
Ha Imai B'Shas Ela. Lo Imai B'Shas. What's it called? Okay. The Gemara in the Sheila says he's Potter. Okay, Ball of Imai is totally B'Shas. Not when it happened, but b'shas the shayla. Okay?
Good.
No?
Based on the Rashba, if the shawl is just instead of the
silver,
then
you're
not the Balima.
Right.
So then, well,
what? Again?
If you're just coming
in place of the silver,
then
what?
In the vice, you're not Balima.
Who? You're not Balima? For carrot. According to the Nusra Rajba, why is Baal Vimai?
He's taking his place.
Because the Seicher has a Ptur of Baal Vimai in Hishmira. The Shoyl is just taking over his place, albeit in a bigger Eifim, but he's taking over his place. So Mela, there's not going to be any Chilachar. But according to the Rosh, for example, according to the Rosh, the Seicher is a shliach kavyachol of the masker to loan it to the shayl, right? So now, will it be a p'tur baal v'imai? No, because it's a new shayla. There's a shayla, a direct shayla from the masker to the shayl. He's a shliach for the shayla. So maybe that would happen afkamina, perhaps, between the nusach of the Rosh, that the seicher is a shliach of the maskir to loan it to the shayel, and that's why the shayel is a shamer of the maskir, because directly he became a shayel of the maskir, and that's pshat in Rav Huna, that's pshat in Mishnah. Right? That's what Rabbi says. What's the pshat? It's his shayel. Right? It wouldn't be pter baldima. According to Rashba, that's just he's b'mkaymai, b'mkain. Chayel should be pter baldima.
Is it Rabbi Yehuda
who gives this? No, he doesn't discuss this. He just clears on his own. He doesn't get involved in the Rishayim. I was just thinking though, this should be a nice nafkamina in the Havana of the Rishayim. Now, the Ritva is interesting. Understand what he's saying. Because the Ritva he quotes Gemara Nafsali Vav, is a shimer of the Seicher, Nishmer Bailim. Shena Seicher, here's a little mess. Shena Seicher, Elish Kishluchai, the Shail, doesn't make any sense. But Maiz on Membeis, we have like this. You have a story over there. And we have interesting Nusach and Rashi over there, which has to be really understood. Gemara brings down the whole story. Yeah. To make a long story short, the Gemara says there were Yisaimim. There was an apotropos that was taking care of the estate. And he bought a cow, he bought a shark, and he gave it over to the Raya. Turns out that this shark had a problem. Didn't have teeth, and you couldn't just have it eat with the rest of them. You had to give it special, you had to feed it special, whatever. And therefore, the shayman did not realize that, and the shar died. Yeah. So now the Gemara handles what's the halacha? Who's responsible over here? So Gemara says basically, we really got to go back to the seller. I mean, it was Mekach Tais. He sold him a cow without teeth. He didn't tell him that you have to deal with this cow, especially, right? So Mekach Tais, it was a million. He didn't know. Whatever. Point is, bottom line, it was Mekach Tais, right? You buy a cow, you expect that the cow should be able to eat. Yeah? So therefore, yeah? So we say it like this, the Gemara says. Hilkach. So Mishalim Bakra. So the Shimer has to pay the May Basa Bazal. The Shimer, the middle guy, the guy who sold it, swears that he didn't know. And the Shimer has to pay the May Basa Bazal. Okay? Meaning pays like 2/3. Well, let's see what's going on. So says Rashi. Miani minayin rama chama dinze malus hafsira emaraya loy shemesh alayhu. Why is the haray? Look, the middle guy, right? He has to reimburse the shaymim, the shaymim, but the raya pays him 2/3. What's going on in him? What shaykhis does the raya have with the owner of the cow? Meaning, right? What's going on over here? What is the raya is not a shaymer of the bialim b'chal. So why is he paying? Why is he paying? Why is he paying the bialim? Yeah. No, not the apotropos. The raya. The shepherd pays the original bialim. Yeah? Two thirds. Okay? Again, the apotropos bought a cow, bad cow. Yeah, bad deal. Yeah, without teeth. Gave it to the raya, just put it with the rest of the animals, and died. So now the sefsir has to reimburse the assignment, but they pay. But the raya pays the sefsira two thirds. Says Rashi. So Rashi explained this halacha, brings down our Mishnah. Okay? Yeah? He brings down our Mishnah. Asaych apar mechavei rav shil achar. Umeis kadarka. What does Beis Yosef say? Huh? Masa par labaylim. Someone knows that one. Yeah? So the Gemara will pass the Beis Yosef. Says Rashi. Alma afagav shena baylim bali dvarim shil shayo. The Bailim is not a Baldavar of the Shayel. The Bailim didn't lend it to the Shayel, so why could the Bailim come to the Shayel? Basaychash Huloi Baldvarim Ene Chaser Klum Shepati Bainsim. He's not losing anything. So what Shaychas does the Maskir have to collecting the money from the Shayel? Rashi's Bali, what's going on in Mishnah? Yeah? The maskir gets the money from the shayel. Why? What shaykh is? He didn't lend it in. What's trying to be Yaisi? The cash that all the Rishonim are muttering over here, what's trying to be Yaisi? Right? What does the maskir have to do with the shayel? And Rashi adds, got a couple of knetch look over here. Rashi adds a knetch that the seicher, who is the baldavar, he's the one that loaned it to him. Right? Ain't a chasa klum. She pata bainsin. Says Rashi. Phil Hockey wants that. Hayel the yeshloi din ala shayel. Ligvais. Yeshloi din ala shayel ligvais. Right? The seicher. Afir chamim, right? Where does the money go to? To the seicher. He's the mashal. So the seicher has it in ligvais. Yamdu a bail reshayin b'mekaymai. V'goyvim in hashalosh. The bail reshayin come b'mekaym the seicher to collect from the shayil. So mail there also. The Bailim Harishainim, meaning the Safsira, the guy that sold the cow, right? Hooray! So he's Aymid B'makayim, the Yisayimim, to collect from the right. That's Rashi's whole Shir Klali over here, right? Because Yisayimim do have a right to collect from the Raya, right? Uh-huh. Yisayimim have a right to collect from the Raya, right? He was Peshay in the Shmira.
Right.
Okay. So now the Bailim, just like the Maskir is B'mkayim the Seicher to collect from the Shayel, so the Bailim is B'mkayim the Yisayimim to collect from the Raya. That's Rashi's formula over here. Now, comes along the Ritva and says, what are you talking about? What kind of Sushtel is that? That's a ridiculous Sushtel. Why? Says the Ritva, the chim and the seicher, yesh loy din al hashayel ligvais men on the bam arishim kain v'yam. Ikel made that. The hasam who sharishayin who hoy shayim b'shal baylim ushluchay chashiv l'gabe shayim b'sheini. Here the Ritva seems to say like the Rosh. He's putting this into Rashi. One second. Listen. Hasam who sharishayin who hoy shayim b'shal baylim. First he asked, what was Rashi's sushta? In our Mishnah, yeah, the Rishayin, meaning the Seicher, is Shaymer Shel Bailin, Ushluchay Chashav Lagabe Shaymer Shehi. Abu Hacha, Kim Nekotaisu, Ein Apachrop is Shaymer Shel Safsira, Klal. Why is the... What does once the Mekach Tais was a bad deal, right?
Right,
it's no deal. Right? You saw him got a car without a carburetor, yeah? There's no sale. So what happens? Who owns the cow? The owner, the Safsira. And the opportunity means the same that we're never kind of it. Same, it's not, it was never theirs. So then, I raised the ka'adam. So now, is the raya a shimer of the Yisaimen? No. Harayz ka'adam shamal raya shmar parah shel plaini. She'ein haray nasa shimer klal. I come to you and say, do me a favor, be a shimer for Pliny's cow. Yeah? You say, fine. Says the Ritva, nothing doing. You're not a shimer. A shimer, I can't make you a shimer for somebody else. I can't make you a shimer for somebody else.
What is he?
Nothing. He's nothing.
So
he's nothing. He's nothing.
I can make a shimer for my thing.
True, but not for someone else's thing.
I'm renting it.
Exactly. But in the case of the rent by us, he has no problem. Problem is in the case of the Safsira. You missed the case. In case of the Yusaimin, who turns out is a mechartois. It's mechartois because they didn't have any teeth. And therefore, the Shimer, the Yusaimin, they never belonged to them. If they didn't belong to them, they gave it to the Raya. Now the Raya is not their Shimer. So how does Rashi make the Tzushta? Says the Ritva, Yesh Laima. The Chol mechartois. Kivan the chayv lekeach losses charasim lemeicher lekeach nami yochel achvach yidin lemeicher damav harinas lekeach shaymer olav. Says the Ritva, the best every mechav tois the lekeach can withhold giving back the object until he gets his money back. He paid for it, right? He has the right to hold on to the object. Calls man, the guy doesn't pay it, right? Now mechuyev to give it to the guy, give back the guy, and then wait for his money. You want the object back? Give me my money, right? So meila calls man. So batzem every lekeach is a shimer to the original buyer in a case of mekach tais. Oh, excellent question. And says Ritva a shimer chinam. Even though he stells it suit the din of umnin is a shimer sachar. Every umnin, I do a job for you, yeah. I'm a shayma sachar, so but here you're shayma chino, okay? By mechtoy is shayma chino, by umnin is shayma sachar. But the idea shows from umnin. I don't want to get involved right now in differences. Now the point right now, the point is bottom line. He's at least a shayma chino, okay? So the yisaimim are shayma chino to the bailin because calls ma, they don't get back. They stop to watch it for him, right? Now, and they're right to keep it. Until he gives that money. So now, the male he says, the skyim tiris rashi yafer. The asya ha kahid rabbi, you see. So the male says, after all this, Rashi's great. Rashi's sushtel, says Ritva, is a bidiyuk sushtel. Just like in our Gemara, the seicher loans it to the shayil, and therefore the shayil is chay daniel to who? To the bayil, very good. Now, so tovir also, the Yisaimim are a shaymer of the Bailim, and there's Raya is a shaymer to them. There's a shaymer to them. Mamela, just like, and their Chagim was all through in, that the shaymer Rishay, the shaymer Bailim, Ushluchai, Lagabe shaymer Shaymer. Right, so he seems to be learning that in Rashi came. Okay. That so the reason why, just like the seicher is a shliach of the maskir to lend it to the shayil, so too in the case of the Yisaimim, the Yisaimim or apotropis is a shliach is a shaymer of the bailin because mechatayis, and now he's being mafkid. To the Raya. So Batsam, the Raya is really a shimer of the Bailer. Which Derech Agav, the Gav of the Shail declared, is a Dafka Seicher par Lechaveiro, the Hishal Acher, is Dafka Seicher, the Roshash one says Dafka Seicher. We said, Taisis Babkam Yeral from Bez Mashma Nagadi, the Son of Shemachinam. And this Gemara also, if you hold Roshainim, Rashi, everyone goes out, everyone discusses Rashi. What are we talking about over here? We're not talking about a Seicher. The Yisaimim are not a Seicher. Yisayimim are Hashem Echinam. Right? We already established. Anyone to know what kind of Shayim? We said the Shayim Echinam. You see, the Shayim Echinam that makes another Shayimer is also the din of that goes to back to the Ba'ilim. And the way Rav is explaining it, and the Chiddush is saying, even Rashi, it's like a Shliach, which is like the Rosh, but even the Lush and Rashi was that the Ba'ilim is Bimkaim, the Seicher, in this case the Ba'ilim Bimkaim the Yisayimim. So the Lashon is not so great as the Shlichus, but anyway, Vinishvi, it seems to be that the third Lashon, which I'm not sure what the Havana of that would be, why the Ba'ilim Bimkaim the Seicher collect from the Shoel? How did Ba'ilim become Bimkaim the Seicher collect from the Shoel? Unless it's just a Shliach. But the Lashon of Rashi still needs a little work. Back upon him, but the Ritva is learning, seems to be learning like the Rosh. The reason, and it seems to be saying it's even in Rashi. But so that will be this. The again, within the Mahalchim, this Mahalchim of Shaina. Not like Taisi. In the Mahalchim of Shaina, Batsim, Lefir B'yasi, the Shoel is a Shoel of the Ba'ilim. So we have two Mahalchim. You have the Mahalach of the Raj is saying that the Seicher puts the Shoel Bim Kain Mai, and the Rosh, and maybe the Ritva, seems to say even Rashi, it goes so far to say the Kilu, the Seicher is a Shliach of the Ba'ilim to lend it to the Shoel. And we said the Nachman might be if it's Baladim Mai, the Masker to the Seicher.
I was going to say similar to the Ritva.